If you love starting your morning with coffee, you may soon have to pay a lot more for it. Coffee bean prices have spiked to a six-year high after a wave of cold weather struck Brazil's coffee-growing regions, Brazil being the world's largest coffee producer. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is here. He just tweeted out, "Dang, I have to follow Matt Damon." But Robin, I think people are really concerned about their coffee beans. So tell us, how big is this impact expected to be?
Okay, hard transition here. Traders are trying to figure out the extent of the hit across the planet. One commodities merchant involved in the region in Brazil estimates a loss of nearly 10% of Brazil's production last year, which, by the way, was whipsawed by both drought and just plummeting pandemic demand everywhere from restaurants, cafes, hotels, and airlines. So tremendous amount of volatility in prices now.
Oh, and, is it just the cold temperatures, and have other crops been affected?
Brazil's an agricultural colossus. Wheat, soybeans, all manner of fruits, especially, oranges that are essential to the global OJ supply chain. And I'm also reading that corn output this year has been hit hard from this frost and that, this is an essential feedstock, not just for people buying corn, but you think about sugar, livestock feed, and ethanol.
So what is this doing to farmers?
They're scrambling. Last year, that meant selling as much inventory as possible into a strong U.S. dollar. But then that eats into stockpiles that you would have needed for this year, into the rebound. And then this frost. So these farmers are also cutting down some foliage and increasingly entertaining the idea of abandoning coffee altogether. And this is in sharp contrast to Brazil flooding the global market with coffee beans in recent years.
Yeah. Tell us more about global supply. I mean, just that sentence that you said, abandoning coffee beans altogether. I mean, that struck fear right there. Can other countries make up for this?
Well, I'm reminded of Juan Valdez in Colombia. You can look to them, but they've been hampered by mass protests, and they don't have nearly the production that Brazil does. Vietnam, on the other side of the planet, which has had its share of maritime shipping issues plaguing the region. Central American capacity, if you think about Nicaragua and Honduras, that has been constrained by hurricanes that have destroyed roads and fields. So ultimately, no one is churning out as much as Brazil does, and not all coffee is robust and capable of riding out extreme weather. In particular, the dainty beans from Brazil are especially hard to outsource to other countries.
I'm not a coffee drinker. So these are different dainty beans, as you say?
Yeah, you have robust and Arabica beans. There's just a differentiation in terms of the extreme weather conditions that, Arabica can survive.
Okay, so when are American consumers and coffee drinkers expected to feel this? What should they gird for?
Think about how many times the price of your basic tall pike at Starbucks has gone up over, say, 6 years. I saw a stat from NPD Group that your average coffee drink in the U.S. is now at $4.50 compared with $3.85 in 2016.
Yeah. And finally, Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, how do you feel Matt Damon will respond to this? Oh, no, sorry, we've run out of time here.
You're going to compare Farzad. Me to Matt Damon. Darn.
You're practically the same. Robin
Farzad. Yeah, I'm the Iranian Matt Damon. Sure. Have at it.
Talking about a coffee bean shortage, it's going to hit you in the coffee cup. Robin, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.